We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, congratulations on the victory over Udall 52-0 on Friday night. And as I look at your score, the thing that stands out to me is that zero at the end. Your defense, you really had to be pleased with their effort on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can give up under 60 yards of total offense, you're doing something right. So I was pretty proud with the way our guys prepared during the week and came out ready to play.
When you're getting down to the last part of the season and getting ready for what you worked all season for, all off season for, and that's the playoffs, have you seen your team maybe even get a sharper focus in their preparation, or has this been a team that has had the same approach from game one to where you're getting ready here for game eight?
You know, I think it's funny, as we talked earlier, is how young we are, and it's taken time for us to get that focus down, and we were focused on Madison. When we played Madison a couple weeks ago, we were focused, and we've been able to maintain that focus, you know, this week, and I plan on, you know, the rest of the way out. We've talked to these guys about how, you know, it's one and done at this point now, and if you want to have it tomorrow, you got to win. And so the way we're focused now is the way we should have been all season, and it's finally nice to see these young guys turn it on.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, we could talk every week about Mitch Budke and some of the other guys at the top of the list of guys who get their names mentioned a lot because they accomplish a lot. But sometimes it's those guys who don't get their names mentioned a lot that really make a difference. And let's talk about those guys. Who are those guys that have been making that difference for? So the guys that we talk about, the names that we mention, get to have their big games.
One of them that's huge for us is Aiden Eidman. He plays tight end for us and defensive end, and he's kind of been banged up. He had a knee issue, and he was back this week, and I mean, he was full go. And so, you know, he made a huge difference on that defensive line. Gavin Francis plays nose guard and right guard for us, and I tell you what, he's been a staple on our offensive and defensive line now for 2 years, and to see him grow into the player that he is now and continues to be is huge, you know. And then having Brock Griffin back is 100% from his hip injury that he had, you know, all those key factors really come together. You know, our secondary's playing well with Colin Monahan and Tag Grove, you know, Dominic Collers, Micah Collers, those young guys are really starting to play well.
Well, you have Oxford coming up this Friday night. What challenges do you see Oxford offering your football team?
Oh, they've got some size. They've got some speed. So, you know, we're going to have to play some sound defense, make sure that we stay on our reads and we play well up front on the defensive line. You know, anytime you see a power eye offense, you know that the ball's coming right at you. So we've got to play well. And then offensively, we've got to maintain our composure and be able to throw the ball a little bit when we need to. I mean, we've struggled with being able to throw the ball a lot during a game. So, you know, to have the ability to get back and throw the ball when we want to will be huge for us.
Coach Vandegrift, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice. Good luck on Friday night, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and by Kansas Graphics on KVOE Live and Local.